To US politics now, Donald Trump has continued an unrelenting barrage of challenges to his loss in the presidential election. Among these is the campaign's request for a recount of ballots in the battleground state of Georgia. For those keeping score at home, this will be the third time the votes have been counted in the state. On Friday, election officials in Georgia certified Joe Biden's victory after conducting a hand recount of nearly 5 million ballots. Stephen Fowler is a broadcaster and political reporter in Atlanta and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, this recount, why is it happening again?
Right, so the votes were counted first. And afterwards, before they could certify the results, we did something called a risk-limiting audit, which means that normally it uses math to figure out random ballots to pull to confirm the right person won. Because Georgia's margins were so close, they essentially had to review every single ballot that was cast. So some called it a recount, but it was an audit. And now, because the margins are so close, once it's certified, the loser can request a recount, which is why over the next several days, we're going to see all 5 million ballots counted again, this time put through high-speed scanners, just like they were the first time.
It won't change the result, though, will it?
Definitely not. We've seen some minor variations because, for example, our absentee by mail ballots are filled out by people by hand, and sometimes people don't fully fill in the ovals all the way, and it requires a pair of bipartisan reviewers to say, yes, that's a vote, no, that's not. But the results, the outcome should not change. The final margin might be off by a couple here and there.
Seeing some rather extraordinary claims this morning from Sidney Powell, President Trump's personal lawyer, I think that's the right way of describing her, suggesting that this big thing's going to happen in Georgia and that the governor, a Republican governor, is somehow involved in a scam to rot the election.
It's frustrating and it's dangerous, this level of misinformation. Georgia is a Republican state, even though it voted for Joe Biden. We have a Republican governor, a Republican top election official. Republicans control both branches of our legislature and passed all of the rules and laws that govern our voting system. And so what this conspiracy alleges is that somehow all of these Republicans banded together with the Democrats. There's something about Hugo Chavez and Venezuela involved, and just really a bunch of nonsense trying to undermine faith in the election. But the reality is, this election was actually the best that Georgia has seen in a long time, with a new voting system, with record turnout, and there is no evidence of any sort of fraud or wrongdoing that could have altered the election.
The other avenue that we've seen is this issue of certifying the results, which is the responsibility, presumably, of the state legislature. Is that right? I mean, is there any issue there in Georgia?
No. So the way the results are happened is last week, counties had to certify their results were correct. Then they did this audit. Some of them discovered they didn't actually count all of the ballots, so the margin shrank a little bit. And then the state election official, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, certified the election saying all of this is correct and true. Then the governor certified it saying this is true and we will send 16 Democratic electors to the Electoral College to cast votes for Joe Biden. And what we've seen is no evidence. And you look at the court cases. There's been only two court cases filed in Georgia. One was a narrow challenge to a few ballots down on the coast. And one was this long shot lawsuit filed by a Trump aligned attorney who didn't have any evidence. And in fact, the federal judge who was appointed by President Trump said, you have no evidence, you have no standing, you have nothing here. So, you know, all of this rhetoric is harmful. But if you look at the courts, which is where challenges actually happen, there's even more of a big nothing burger, as we say.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. So they're not winning in the courts, but we're still seeing these lawyers go on television, not necessarily all of the channels, Fox and others. Are you getting worried that this is still going, that there is still this these conspiracy theories being thrown out there?
Well, you have to remember that Georgia's voting isn't done. We have two U.S. Senate runoffs for both of our Senate seats January 5th. And if Republicans win, they maintain control of the Senate and have a powerful check against Joe Biden's legislative agenda. If the Democrats win, they have the majority with a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Kamala Harris. And so the stakes in Georgia are really high. And it looks like the Republican strategy and avenue is to pretend like President Trump is going to come back again to get his most fervent supporters to the polls over the holidays to vote for these Republican senators and push them back into office.
And how long, just how long, when can we expect to see a bit more certainty? I mean, when will enough of these states certify for enough Republicans to come out publicly? They're slowly turning, I see, Chris Christie and others, but it seems to be a slow process.
You know, I'm not sure that we're really going to see very many people publicly acknowledge that Joe Biden won. For example, Vice President Mike Pence was down campaigning for the senators here on Friday, and without acknowledging Joe Biden, without acknowledging President Trump, he's campaigning for the two senators, saying we must hold the majority. So on the one hand, saying that would have to acknowledge that Joe Biden is going to be the next president. But by focusing on Republicans and Trump and the Senate, it kind of is this alternate reality where, you know, President Trump's supporters are still placated and engaged.
Stephen Feller, really appreciate your time this morning, broadcaster and political reporter in Atlanta.